Okay, Rabosei, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Tes, and we're here at the bottom of Mem Chesem Beis, about 7 lines up, 8 lines up maybe, Lema Katanai, right, maybe this is a Machlokes Tanaim, if you remember, right, at the end of yesterday's daf, we had Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, whether if you pay half of something, right, do you acquire the amount of money that you paid, or do you acquire the entire item in question? Rav says, again, the phrase was, kenegdo hu kona, right, according to the money you paid, kenegdo, that's what you acquired. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you acquire the entire mekach, you acquire the entire item. So Gemara just says, lemka tanai, maybe this is actually mahogas tanai. I'm just going to finish up this discussion, and we'll get into a different topic. Lame katanai, maybe this is a machlokes tanaim. So the Mishnah says, I'm not sure, Raisa, okay, either way. It says like this, right? If you lend your friend, right, again, right, literally means you lend your friend, but you take out a loan, yeah, you take out a loan and you give him a collateral, right? That makes a lot of sense. You, right, you borrow $100,000, you give the guy your Rolex watch, good. And then Shemitah shows up. Shemitah, now normally the halacha is that Shemitah cancels all loans. The Pazik says you're not allowed to bother the guy to pay you back. However, right, if you have a mashkon, if there's some sort of collateral, right, your very valuable Rolex watch, you don't have to bother him, right, to pay you back. Obviously, he wants to take care of that payment, and so he can get his thing back. So, lechora, right, there's no, not lechora, but the Shemitah does not cancel loans that have a mashkon. So now what happens, right? Again, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Malvusaveo es chaver ala mashkon, nechza Shemitah, afol pishe inu shave ala plug. Let's say the mashkon is only worth half of the loan. So the Braisa says, Inu Mishamet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it does not cancel the loan. Now we'll see, I have to explain what this means in a second. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it does not cancel the loan. Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer, am I a Mashkin Keneged Halva also? Meaning that i.e., again, according to Shimon Gamliel, right, the Mashkon, even if it's worth half the loan, that still will not cancel the loan, meaning that still will make sure that the entire loan, right, is not canceled and he can collect it. Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer, Rabbi Yudah Nasi says, am I a Mashkin Keneged Halva also? If the Mashkon was as valuable as the loan, meaning the Rolex is worth 100 grand, right, so that, in that case, ain't a Mashamit. So then the loan is not canceled. But in love, but if not, Mashamit, then it does cancel the loan. So the Gemara says, "What my eno mishamei tekam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean when we say that the even if it's half value of the loan is not canceled?" Right? Eli mekinegdu. If he means only the amount of the watch is not canceled, right? It's $50,000, so that much is not canceled, but the rest of it is canceled. Well, that seems to imply that again, if they're arguing, the Rabbi Nasi seems to imply that the other part is also canceled, right? The Ela Mashkon did not get lamali. But if that's true, then what's the point of the Mashkon, right? That if Rabbi Yudah Nasi holds the entire thing is canceled. Allah Shema Mina, right? My Ino Meshamet Kamer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel must be. What does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean when he says that the loan is not canceled? Ino Meshamet Bekulo means that the half the watch that is worth 50 grand makes the entire loan not cancelable. My Meshamet Amar Kamer Rabbi Yudah Nasi. What's Rabbi Yudah Nasi's? When he says that the loan is canceled, he means it must be that the half of the loan, that the other 50 grand, right, that the mashkon is not covering, basically, right, because it's not worth that. And the machlokes is like this, right? This is our machlokes. From Shimon Gamliel, Savar, Keneged Kulo Ukona, Rabbi Yudah Nasi Savar, Keneged Ukona, right? And that's exactly a machlokes, Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, lo. No, that's not the machlokes. My inu mishamet gam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lahach pagod denakid alei mashkon. Really, what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means when he says that the loan is not canceled, he means it's only that 50,000 that the Rolex is worth, right? Only the half of the mashkon that is worth, right? Miklad Rabbi Yudah Nasi Savar lahach pagod denakid alei mashkon. Nami mishamet. But 1 second, that implies that Rabbi Yudah Nasi says, right, that the rest of it is also canceled, meaning that the mashkon, right, meaning that the entire thing, right, is canceled, even if he has a mashkon, right? Elo mashkon did not get lamedi. So if we asked the question a second ago, what's the point of the mashkon? So the zichron devarim ba'alma say nechanami that you can answer that by saying yeah, the mashkon doesn't really help with not canceling the loan, right? Just to remind him that he has to pay it back, right? He looks at the time, he goes, oh, I don't know what time it is, right? Because he have his, you know, his Rolex is by his friend. Ah, so I got to pay that loan back, right? That's the only reason for the mashkon. Okay. Fine. Rav Kahana, Yavile Zuzi Akithna. Happened once that Rav Kahana gave some money, right, to buy some flax, to buy some flax. The Sof Iker Kisna. Sure enough, the flax went up in value. And Rav Kahana, right, wanted to go back meaning he wanted to get out of, he wanted to get out of his deal. Right, so also the Rav, so he went to Rav, and Amalei, but my did not get Zuzei Havlo, right? The fact with the flax, which you took money for, meaning Rav Kana had the flax, right? Rav Kana owned the flax. Someone bought the flax from him, and then the flax went up in value. So he wanted to get out of the deal. So Rav said, for whatever they paid you for, you have to give them. But v'idach dvarim, v'idach, but the rest of it, dvarim meninu, that's just, you know, words, meaning that's just a commitment, right? A commitment with words, a verbal commitment. Dvarim ein bahem mishum chisuri amuna. And words is not a thing. It's a, if you go back on your word, okay, right, again, value, person's word is his word, but that's not considered to be backing out of a deal. The Itzmar, as it was said, it's machlokas, right? What about dvarim? If a person commits to something with just the verbally, so Rav Amar ein behem mishum mechusri amano, Rav Yochanan Amar yesh behem mishum mechusri amano, machlokas Rav and Yochanan, whether that is, whether your word is your word, right? Well, that's considered to be going back going back on your word. Again, that parallels again what we said before, right? Rabbi Yochanan, which we had on yesterday, right? With how much, whether Kenegdu, Hukona, etc. Okay. Either way. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, hold on, I ask you a kasha against Rav. Right. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hudasavar, my Tamalomer, Hin Tzedek. What does it mean when the Puzzle says Hin Tzedek? Puzzle says, right, Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Ifat Tzedek, Hin Tzedek. Person has to have just weights, has to have appropriate scales and weights when doing business. So it gives all these examples. What's a hin? A hin is a small amount. Below a hin, bechlal ifahu. Ifah is also an amount, but a hin, right, is like is a hin is cents to the ifah dollar, right? Or it's grams to the kilograms or whatever it is. So what's the point of mentioning that in the pasuk? I said, El lomar lecha shehi hin shelcha tzedek v'laf shelcha tzedek. Right, hin is hin. Also, right, those words are the same. Hin in Aramaic means yes, means that your yes and your no's should be tzedek, should be righteous as well. Right, that again, that's the pasuk that supports Rav that says that you can't go back on your word. So by it says a kasha. That's against Rav, right? Rav said that in behem mishum mechusari amana, right? That Rav says you can go back on your word, meaning that going back on your word is not considered to be inappropriate. So Abai says, "Ahu shalu yidaber echad bepev echad b'lev." So Abai says that Rav would understand that to mean that you shouldn't lie. That yes, in a chanami, you can go back on your word if, let's say, there's a reason, right? Let's say the flax goes up in value, right? It was worth $5, now it's worth $10 a pound. So that's a good reason to get out of the deal, if you can. We shouldn't lie like that already. Rav says that's what it's going over there. Okay, Meisvei, ask you another kasha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Avol Bisha Amru Talis Kona Dinar Zav, Ein Dinar Zav Kona Talis. Even though we said, right again, that the merchandise acquires the money, that you have to pay the money once you do a cleaning of the merchandise. And the other way around is not true. Mikomakom Kachalacha, right? But however, right, even though we said that, right, the guy can still back out. Avol Amru, again, we said, Misha Para, Mashi Dora Mabo, Mashi Dora Flaga, right? Who else is the Para, and Misha Eno Omri Bidiburo. Again, we have a concept of Mishapara, where that's against Rav. Rav said there's no problem with going back on your word. So Gemara says, you're right. Tanaihi, it's actually Machlokes Tanaim. Right, and yes, that would be against Rav, but Rav could support from this. So the Tanaim within the Mishnah. Mishnah is in, right, later in the Masechta, right? And okay, fine, pay Gimel. Meiser Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya Shamar Livno Tzeus Choli Polim. Once Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya said, "We'll go out and hire me some workers." Halachu Pasuk Lam Mizonos, and the guy, his son went out and said, "Sure, okay, fine. You're going to do me some work for me, and we're going to pay you for it, and we're also going to feed you." Ukushaba Eitzel Aviv. When he came back to his father, Amalawi said to him, "Bini, my son, Afilo Ata Osalem Kesidah Shlomo B'Shaito. Right, you're going to prepare them like Shlomo Amalech." Right, a meal like Shlomo Amalech, even that is not enough. Shehin bnei Avim iskin Yalkov, because they're Jewish people, right? Again, they're heliga Yidden. Right? That's not going to be enough for them to honor them properly. Ella atchelo yitz halavai. We should follow our fellow Jews like that. Ella atchelo yitz chilu b'malachot seve omer lahem al menas shein lechem alai ella pasuk kidnes b'levad. Right? No, go back to them and say, right, you can only work for me. Right? We're only hiring, being masking. We're only agreeing to work for you, or to hire you, right? If we only give you bread and kitnios, which is right again holding for Pesach, right? Bread and kitnios. Yeah. So enjoy your bread and kitnios for the next couple of days, right? Before the bread and kitnios, right? We're just going to give you some bread and some beans, or some corn or whatever, you know, and that's it. The Gemara says, "I now here's the proof, right? Well, how could he go back? How could Rabbi Yochanan ben Manasseh tell him to go back and take it back, right? Seemingly he agreed to feed them like Shlomo HaMelech." So Gemara says, because that's shiny awesome. No, that's different, right? The poilim gufayu lo samcha datayu, because the workers were never samachdas. They never thought that they were getting a meal like Shlomo HaMelech. My time, why not? Not because that's ridiculous, but because made yodei da alavu samach. They knew that the kid was only coming as a shliach as his father, and he had to check with the boss. Right? He had to check with his father before, you know, committing to the, you know, the actual meal. So therefore, they knew that they could hope, but they weren't sure that it was actually going to happen. Gemara says, zihachi afilu tchilu b'malachanami. But one second, so that should be able to go back on it, even if, you know, if they started working, right? Because they know they have to get the approval from the boss, and maybe even if they started working, you can take it back. Skoy says had they started working, they would have indicated they relied on what the son had told them, because it must be, they must have schmoozed with us, they must have talked about it already, and if he started to let us work, right, it must be that was the deal, right, and therefore, right, that's what they actually would have expected. Okay, now, so, really say that you can't go back on your word, that already is mechusar emana, that means that you're already not a trustworthy Jew. Right, if a guy says, I'm going to give you a gift, yachol akserba, right, you can go back. So yachol, what do you mean? Yachol. Pshita, obviously you can go back, right? What do you mean? It's not if there's no kinyan or whatever, as Rashi says, if there's no kinyan, obviously you can take it back. So elam mutar lachserba, what it means, right? Apparently what Rabbi Yochanan is probably teaching is that you're allowed to, and it's not mechusar emana. So didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that you're not allowed to, and that's mechusar emana, and you're not trustworthy. I'm Rav Papa, mother Rabbi Yochanan, matana mu'ata, says some chadai to you. Yeah, in echanami. Rabbi Yochanan agrees, if it's some small gift, that you're not supposed to go back. But it can go back if it's a big gift, if it's a large gift, right? Because that already, you know, that people are not as serious about. Nachin Ami Mistavra, it makes a lot of sense that we're talking about a different size gifts, different size matanas and transactions. Then Rabbi Yavel and Rabbi Yochanan, because it said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Yisrael Shamar Ben Levi. Kur Meiser Yeshli Biyadcha. If a Yisrael says to a Levi, I have a lot of Meiser for you, a Kur, right, is a lot. Right, so guy, he says, I got a lot of Meiser for you. Right, he says, Ben Levi, Rashad Lazo's Trumas Meiser Makamacher. He can use it for some Trumas Meiser somewhere else. Meaning from one place to the next, and we assume he's going to keep it. But yeah, if you tell me that he can't go back, the Yisrael can't go back on, you know, saying he's giving them this miser b'shem hachi rishai. That's why you can make it, use it for shumas miser somewhere else. But if you tell me that the Jew can take, the Yisrael can take it back, why can a Levi, right, make it shumas miser for some other miser somewhere else? Because maybe the Yisrael will take it back. And then he's eating tevel because the trumas meiser, right, that he separated, right, is already gone. No, the case could be where the Levi took the meiser from the Yisrael, right, and then gave it back to him. Right, so in that case, again, since it's the Levi's, meaning that lachora he can, you know, make it as trumas meiser, so it's not relevant to our case whatsoever. It's Gemara says yachi, but if that's really the case where he just gave back the Yisrael and the Yisrael's like, hey, I have some meiser for you, but really it belongs to the Levi the whole time. What about the second part of the Mishnah or the Brisa? Right, Nosno leben Levi Acher. If Yisrael then took it back, right, and gave it to some other Levi, Ein lo alav el taromas. Right, the first Levi, right, can only complain, but he can't actually legally, right, go back and get the stuff. If you tell me the case is where the guy took the Meister and then gave it back to him as like a bikadon or whatever, Ein lo alav taromas. Why can't he go to court? And get his stuff. Why does he only have a complaint? Why can't he go back to court and get his stuff? Give the mashkom and mona is like abay. Ready, ready, took it. Ready, it's his. It's a lav shmamina, right? But lo not lo shmamina. Must be that no, that's not where he took it. And shmamina, right? And again, that in the Chorah, that supports what we had said, that there's a difference between a big gift, right, and a small gift. Okay. Who gavra the yoiv zuzi Shumshumi. There was once a story goes, a guy paid for some sesame. Shumshumi. Shumshum. Right? The guy paid some sesame seeds, and the sof, Iker Shumshumi. And again, the Iker is causing here, right? Before he did the kinyan on the sesame, the sesame went up in value. So sure enough, Hadribu. So sellers, right, took it back. Farmu lay, and they said, Les lun Shumshumi. We have no more sesame, meaning I'm not selling it to you. Shokol Zuzach, go take your money. Lo shokol Zuzay, and sure enough, the guy didn't take his money, then Ignov, and the money got stolen. So what about that? What is the status of the seller in that case? Was he shom shechinim, shom sachar? Like what was he? He's holding this guy's money. So also the committee, the rabbi, they went to Rava, and Amar Lehi said, "Kevin to Amri lecha shkol zuzach v'lo shakalt lo miboye shom sachar galahavi elafilu shom shechinim nami lahavi." He's neither a shom shechinim nor a shom sachar. If he does, he told you to come get your stuff, and he didn't. So lechora, right? He's nothing, right? And therefore you blew it, right, by not coming and picking up your stuff. The Rabban and the Rava, they said the Rabban said the Rava, right? How by the kiblu le la mishapara? Well, what do you mean? This guy's going back in his word. He should get a mishapara curse. This guy says, "Amar lehem, yeah, hakanami, okay, fine, but that has nothing to do with the money. Yes, this guy's getting mishapara, but that doesn't necessarily mean, right, that he's shomachinim shom sachar." So Amar Papi, Rav Papi says, "Amar li Ravina." And Ravina told me that the Didi Amar Lihuru Rabbanan Rabbi Tvos Shmei. This is Rabbi told me his name is Rabbi Tvos. If I'm really Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Shmei, maybe it's okay. Maybe it's Shmuel Bar Zutra. The Havi Yavi like Kol Chalol De Alma Lo Havi Mishane Dibure Kamishane Dibure. Even if you give me all the money in the world, all the Chalol, all the treasure in the world, I wouldn't change. What I said, I wouldn't go back on my word, right? The Didi Hava Uvda. It was my story. With the sesame, and it was not actually how you recalled it, how it was quoted. This is the following. This is actually what happened, and that's not meaning it's not a good story. The story is incorrect. Ahu yoma apanya ma'ale shabbos. It was Friday, Arab Shabbos, getting close to Shabbos. I was sitting around. A guy came and knocked on the door. Amar Lei, he said to me, "Do you have any sesame seeds for sale?" So Amar Lei, "Lo." I said to him, "No, I have no sesame." Amar Lei, he said, "Well, can I give you this money? Because Shabbos is coming. Can I leave the money by you?" So Amar Lei said to him, "Yeah, right. The house is right here. Sure, go for it." Meaning he wasn't mekabel upon himself to be a shomer. He just said, "Put it whatever you want in the house, but I'm not taking responsibility for it." Ozvinu bevesav eignov. Sure enough, the money gets stolen. Also, the kamei the rava. Then they went to the rava. And Amar Lei, he said, "Kol hach to bevesav kamach." Whenever a guy says, "Sure, here's the house is in front of you," meaning by all means, put it in my house, whatever. Lomu boi shomer sachar lohavi elafilu shomer chinam nami lohavi. He's not even a shomer chinam. Right? He's not responsible for this money whatsoever. Amar Lei, and then they said, they continued. Right? Meaning this is Ravina talking. Right? And Ravina saying this is the story. And then Amar Lei. Then I said, "Ha Amar Lei rabban on the rava iboy le kabula le mishapar." We didn't. The Chazal said, "What about the mishapara?" Right, the guy who again, what about that part of the story? Right, that the guy who sold the sesame should get mishapara. Right, how does your part of the story fit? Again, because according to your story, there's no mishapara here. What happened? Guy left his wallet on my porch. And it got stolen. Okay, what's mishapara? I didn't back out of anything. So Kumar says, "Amar li lohayim medor me'olam." Yeah, inechinami lahadam. Right, never happened. Right, that part of the story is incorrect. Right, people exaggerate. Right, they just assume that happened, but that's not what happened. Tani will under. Where are we? Yeah. Okay. Two dots. Good. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kolsha Kesa Biyado Yado Ala Yona. Again, we had the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon. Right, and the Tanakama again, who is allowed to renege? Right, Rabbi Shimon says the seller is if he has the money. The Chachamim right to say that anybody can go back still. Tani we learned the Rabbi says Amar Rabbi Shimon Emasai Bismancha Kesef Peres Biad Mocher. Right, that's when do we say that the seller? What Rabbi Shimon says that the seller can take it back. So then that's when the Kesef and the Peros, right, the money and the produce and the merchandise is still by the seller. Our Kesef Biad Mocher Peres Biad Lokeach. But if the seller has the money and the merchandise, has the buyer has the merch, right, he can't go back because right, the money already is his. The Gemara says, "What do you mean biyado? What do you mean the money is his? What the money is whose? Right, biyad mocher who? Right, the money is by the seller. You just told me a second ago the seller has the money, right, and the buyer has the merchandise. So no, rather pnesha demei kaspo biyado, because the value of the money is in his hand, meaning that the guy, the buyer has the merchandise, and that's why he can't go back. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean, pshita? Well, obviously, right, that's a sale, right? He gave you the money, he gave you the merchandise. Okay, we're done. Right? That's it, we're finished. There's a kinyan. In halakhic terms, there was a mishika here, there's a kinyan, the guy has his stuff. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Achma Eskina, and the case is, Kigosha Haisa Aliyah Shalokeach Muskeres Biad Mocha, right? Very specific case, where the Aliyah, the store, right, the site literally means the second floor, but the storehouse, let's say, of the buyer was rented to the seller. I mean, they knew each other, right? And the guy was renting, right? The seller was storing his, let's say, his grain in the top floor, right? But the building belonged to the buyer. Right, good. So the seller now just sold the buyer, right, the wheat that was in the buyer's building. It's a time of my the kinyan rabbanah mashiach. Gzeres shema yomru nisr yomru lo yomar lo nisrvu chitaka be'aliyah. Right. What's the whole reason? Again, if you remember, why did Chazal say again, according to this understanding, that mo'ez konos the araisa, that money acquires, because I want to a mashiach, a kinyan, to make sure, right, that would the sale go through? Because maybe the guy will say, oh look, your wheat is, I have your money, it's already mine, but your wheat is burning in my silo, in my storehouse, and I'm not going to put it out. But here, right, the wheat is owned, right, by the buyer owns the building, and therefore the wheat is in his house. Right, the wheat is in his building. So therefore, enough of the leg of the onus, you tarach ha-maisele. And if the fire, right, if there's some sort of fire, so then, right, obviously he's going to go, he's going to save his building. So therefore, there's no need for a mashicha, and therefore, again, it's mo'ez konos, right? I mean, the money would be the indication of when people can go back or not, because that's when, it is, that's when the sale is finalized. Hu gavra yayv zuzi be'achamra. The guy paid for some wine, and the sof, at the end, shama dekaboy leminseve debay parzak rufla. Right, they, apparently, the guy, Beparza Gurfala was the name of a guy, he was going around grabbing people's wine. So Amalei, he said to him, Havli Zuzi, right? I said, lo buy Chamra, but it's a bad time to buy wine, right? People are getting their wines taken by the guy or whatever, by the mayor, I don't know. So he said, I don't want the wine anymore, forget it. So I was the Kamei Rav Chista, so the guy, the seller went to Rav Chista, and Amalei, he said to him, Kederech Shetikne Mashiach Bemokrim, Kata Kine Mashiach Belkuchos. Just like Chazal, I said there needs to be a kinyan mishicha, right? That the seller can go back, right, up until there's a mishicha. So too, that's for a buyer as well. So if the buyer didn't take the merchandise, didn't take the wine, so then he can back out of the purchase. Okay, now this Mishnah is going to talk about Ona, right? But pretty much the rest of the Perek, if I'm not mistaken, talks about Ona. Just to review very quickly about Ona, right? Overcharging someone. If a person is overcharged, as we'll see in a second, if a person overcharged by a sixth, one sixth, so then the money, whatever is missing, right, up or down, right? If it's overcharged or undercharged, whatever it is, right, the money has to be paid and the transaction is valid. But the one, right, but 1/6 money has to be paid. So let's just say in the simple case, we'll talk about it in a second. If the thing is worth 6 and it was charged 7, so right, again, that's fine. But the 1 shekel goes back, or the $1 goes back, right, and the sale is valid. If it's more than a sixth, then the whole bittul mekach, then the whole thing is invalid, the whole sale is nullified. And if it's less than a sixth, then we assume that people are mochel, people don't care necessarily, and they'll pay a little bit more, right, if it's less than 1/6. So, okay, so the Gemara, the Mishnah says like this, we'll do a little bit of the Gemara, and then as you can see, it's a short daf tomorrow, so we'll stop a little bit early. Says the Mishnah, ha'ona arba kesef mi esrim ve'arba kesef l'sela, and in case you can't do the math like me, right, if you're with math, right? The ona is 4 out of 24. And the Mishnah does it for you, the math, right, in case you're bad. Shtus lemekach. It's 1/6 of the purchase. Ad masay mutter lahachzir. When can you go back? When can you, can kind of void it and figure out the sale? Akideshi or the tagger or the krovo, right? The amount of time it takes to show it to a professional, to a tagger, as a seller, as a merchant, right? A krovo or a relative, right? You buy something, you show it to somebody. Check it out, and as Rashi points out, right? Where is it? Yeah, Misha Misane. Right, v'hadu nakad. Okay, well, that's not it. The next one. Vim shehe. That's what I pointed out. Right, the next one. Ad kedei sheira. Vim shehe yoser mech. If the guy delayed longer than that, mochel alav naso, right, we assume that the guy is mochel. So again, you have up until right the amount of time, a few hours, right, to seek out some sort of merchant. some sort of professional, some sort of guy who knows what he's talking about, and figure out what exactly it is worth and if you got ripped off. Okay. So, Ahuda Rabbi Tarfon Balod, Hora Rabbi Tarfon Balod, Rabbi Tarfon Paskin, not 1/6, but Haonah Shmona Kesev, Master of Arba Kesev Lasela. It's actually 8 out of 24, and like me, if you can't do the math, the Mishnah does it. Shlish Lamekach, right? It's 1/3. So that's obviously much more. As I was much more, the merchants and the sellers can now overcharge by up to an eighth, right? And that, up to a third, I'm sorry, right? And that's obviously much more, and they can really get more money for that. For some Kutagri load, and sure enough, the sellers, right? All the brokers and load were very happy. But Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon said to them, it comes with a catch. Kol Yom Mutar Lachzor. All day, right? Not only a couple hours to show to a guy, all day. You have all day to go and get your money back and claim Ona and reverse the sale. So Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Tarfon, nah, Yaniach Lenu Rabbi Tarfon b'mekomenu v'chazu u'divrei chachamim. Apparently that was enough of a discrepancy in time to reverse the sale that they didn't like that. And they said, you know what, forget the, we'll take the, go back to the 1/6. We don't want the 1/3, right, if it comes with that caveat. Itmar, it was said, Rav Amar Shtus Mekach Shaninu, and Shmuel Amar Shtus Mos Nami Shaninu. Right? Rav says that when we say 1/6, how do you calculate 1/6? So Rav says you calculate 1/6 by the Mekach, by the value of the item. The item, if the market price is 6, right, and you charge them 7, so then, right, that's already 1/6. Shmuel says, no, it can also be by the amount of money that was purchased. Right, the amount of money that was paid. How so? How do you explain? So the Gemara, thankfully, does some sort of illustration. And then we'll do just this, and then we'll go and try and find back and forth, right, proofs for Rav or Shmuel. The Gemara explains. Shaveh Shisa Bechamsa, let's say, is worth 6, right? And he paid 5, right? And again, that's too little, right? The seller lost money. The seller lost 1/6. Now, again, just realize, we'll do it in a second. So if it was worth 6, right, and he paid 5, or Shavi Shiza B'Shiva, or the reverse, right, the seller got scammed, right, the buyer got scammed, right, he was worth 6, and he actually paid 7. So Kuli Amalo Pligi Debasar Mekach Ozlina and Vonahavi. Really, Rav and Shmuel, everybody agrees, Rav and Shmuel, that in that case, right, it's considered to be Ona. Right, and therefore, again, the sale is good, but the money has to go back to, right, whoever got scammed. Ki pligi machlokas is shavi chamsha b'shisa, v'shavi shiva b'shisa. Right, let's say it was 5, right, it was really worth 5, but the guy paid 6th, right, good. So he paid a fifth more, good, or in the case where it was, that's 5 and 6, right, or it was worth 7, right, and he sold it for 6, so the guy paid a seventh less. Good. So Shmuel Amar, the Basar Mausos Lena Korah. Shmuel says that we go based on also, you can also calculate Ona based on the money paid. So EDV, Onahi. Both of them, right, are Ona. Because the money paid was 6th, right? And therefore, it, one up or one down, right, is 1/6, and therefore that's Ona. But Larav, according to Rav, Damar Basar Mekach Lena, that we only go based on the value of the thing. So Shavi Chamsha Bechisa, if it was worth, in the case where it was worth 5 and you paid 6, i.e. then you paid 1/5 too much, which is more than a 6, so that's Bittol Mekach Havya. That's no good. That's a Bittol Mekach, that's paying more than 1/6, and therefore the whole thing, right, is able to be voided. It doesn't have to be voided, right? You could pay that money, but it's able to be voided. You can cancel the entire thing. Shavi Shiva Bechisa, but if it was worth 7 and you paid 6, then he only paid 1/7 less than the value, and therefore that's less than 1/6. That's mechila, Havi. That's going to be mechila. Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Kamein mechilu bittol mekach hecha deleka shtus mishnei tzadim." Shmuel says, "No. When do we say that we have mechila? The guy is mochel, right? The guy is fine with the overcharging or undercharging, or in the reverse where it's way over 1/6 and they have a bittol mekach. That's only deleka shtus mishnei tzadim, where there's no 1/6." In either direction. If there's shtus in one direction, meaning that either from the item's value itself, or the number of, meaning if you calculate based on the amount of money paid, right, ona havi, that is going to be ona. So Shmuel says either or, right, however you get to 1/6, whether you use the amount of money that you paid, or the amount of the money that the item was actually worth, right, if there's any calculation of 1/6, then you can have ona, but according to Rav, we only go based on the amount of value that the item has, right, on the marketplace, and then calculate it up or down and correct it, accordingly. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll go back to the Hilchos Gemaraz tomorrow with some proofs back and forth. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.